Hello, my name's Asmara. Welcome to my podcast. It's called Single Parent Families. And I'd like to discuss some of the, how would you say, mysticism surrounding the reasons why a lot of us, and I say us because I am the head of a single parent family, why some of us end up in these situations. And I also want to shed some positive light on the work that some of us do as mothers, not excluding the fathers, but just not at this point speaking for them, just from the sheer fact that I have no experience as a single father. Some of us work in silence, we work in groups, we support one another, and a lot of us are very skeptical about sharing our information as single mothers. So what is projected out there in the mainstream media is all that a lot of people will know and understand. And it does get tiresome sometimes walking around, speaking to people, explaining, you know, that you're a single mother and receiving the same sort of responses when I myself and a lot of other single mothers are proud people and very proud of the achievements we've made with our children. So with that being said, I'm just going to open this podcast by sharing some of the facts that are available online. So to start, there are, it's an AI overview I'm looking at. So the sources obviously could be from anywhere. And it says that 16% of all families with dependent children are single parent families, and 89% are headed by single mothers. Hence the emphasis on single mothers. It does say that there is an increase in single fathers here. It says that the average single parent is 39. And teenage single parents is becoming a thing of the past. I'm sure for various reasons. I will just chime in there and say, you know, being a single parent mother as a teenager is one of the most difficult challenges you can take on. I wouldn't recommend it, but I also myself wouldn't regret it. I wouldn't change it for the world, and I would do it again. And it also says, interestingly here, that a lot of people are becoming single parents by choice. So looking at some of the economic factors, it says that single parent families here live mostly in poverty, and single parents will experience poverty whilst they are working. So that's the experience I've sort of had myself and seen with a lot of other mothers, which is that they are working around the clock but still cannot afford to make ends meet with very little family support. So there's a term here called the triple bind, which is that single parents have inadequate resources, inflexible employment policies, and insufficient support, as I mentioned, and that those children are, you know, at higher risk, which is why I think it is important to open this discussion and to really work out and distinguish between single mothers, because if it's one thing we can't do is categorize and make sweeping generalizations. So one thing I did want to point out is, yes, there are people who are single mothers by choice, and there are those who were married and divorced. There are those who were in a relationship unmarried and later the relationship failed. Some people are single parents because their partners are deceased. And the list goes on and on. Feel free to let me know if there are any other versions of single parenthood that I've not covered there. Myself, as I said, I was a teenage mother. I was in a relationship and that relationship failed. So that's my story. I also want to distinguish between single mothers who have a lot of support, so come from large families where the children grow up together, even though they may live in different households. People who have a second relationship and are married. So in terms of myself, being in a second generation single parent sort of situation. My mother did experience marriage at a point, and the marriage later failed. But my dad was too poorly to look after us. So as I said, I know there is a lot of stigma attached to single parenthood, but there are reasons that are just out of one's control, which can lead to that situation, which I've seen. And I know single parents that are co-parenting happily, and not so happily. And there are people who have children in new relationships and are getting on great. But I still looked at as single parents in some ways and still have that stigma attached to them, even if they are happily moving on and happily settled. And I did want to make that distinction early on in these episodes. Those are the things that stick out to me. Obviously, there are a lot more things I will be like sort of touching on. And yes, my thing is, if I could shed some light on how the majority of my friends or people I've become aware of have become single parents, it's simply we have all seen something in our partners that we no longer felt was safe or no longer felt was compatible with us and our belief systems and our needs moving forward. So a lot of women, which is what is unspoken truth, and also some people are coming forward now, and we, you know, missing a lot of detail and a lot of stories, but a lot of us find that we see some of these men as our oppressors in the beginning, and what we think is a genuine relationship actually turns out to be something that is not genuine. And there is a dark twist to this cohort of males who are all a part of, as we would say, breeding us. It's a South London colloquial term, and it's not a pleasant one, but it is very telling as to how we look at having children differently, or are seen to look at having children differently from maybe somebody who's planned it. And let me tell you, some of my single parent friends have planned their children with their partners. They very much knew what they wanted to do and felt ready at the time. So no, there isn't one way that people end up like that. And I've heard some really, really nasty things that I'm not going to go through in this episode, but people have said some really horrible things to me, either not knowing I was a single parent or thinking it was okay to say it, about women who have children and are not married or haven't taken that time to build a career beforehand. And I just want to hear a shout out to my child, who I think is absolutely amazing. She's adorable. Our journey has been amazing. We've had so much fun together. I don't think I've ever quite bonded with somebody the way that I've bonded with her in life in general. And the connection we've made is one that I will cherish forever. And it's stronger than relationships that I've had. And yes, people spend their lives looking for the one or looking for that fulfillment in another adult. But, you know, I found a lot of fulfillment in spending time with my daughter. So I just want to point that out here. My podcast is in no way to bash single mothers. Unfortunately, people would love for me to sit here and do the normal thing, which is to just call out women for all the ills in society. And yes, you know, there's a lot of things that are going wrong in single parent families, but there's also a lot of things that are beautiful about the resilience of those types of mothers and the resilience of the single parent family culture. And there's a lot of mums who could teach a lot of people a thing or two about respect, morals, empathy, compassion, love, which are things that are lacking in the world today. And some of those qualities you can find in the homes of single parent mothers who, for the life of them, have no time, have no resources, but can still please their children and can still raise their children to do the right thing. And I feel like shedding positive light on some of those situations and some of those women will bring them to the forefront, so you know that this negative stigma can sort of die down, because it isn't just because a child comes from a single parent family why their life can go wrong, or they can go off the rails, or they can rebel. And we have to distinguish actually between the two. It's something that people lump together, but people don't like to lump other factors together, like egotistical maniacs in the workplace being associated with having an egotistical father that taught them to be a bully in the workplace. People do not make those associations enough. And there's a lot of people out here making our lives hell, which they are unaccounted for and not accountable for their behavior, which come from the so-called, you know, perfect nuclear families. So yes, those children who are being failed in our society, and perhaps it's because, you know, there are things we need to look at about the way we speak about these children and the things we teach these children about themselves based on their life at home. So I just wanted to really introduce this podcast and open up that discussion. I'm here for it all. I can imagine a lot of people listening and having so many horrible things to say, but I can imagine there's a lot of open-minded people who understand where I'm coming from and know that even myself, I'll defend my family to the ground. And I'm so proud of myself and the achievements I've made so far with my daughter. And I am somebody who doesn't have any family support, doesn't have support from the father's side either. And I've made it to a level that I'm proud of on my own. But yes, I'm open for a discussion. You know, I want the next episode, what I want to do is break down some of these facts and some of these things that are being said. And if it's one thing, people tend to listen to the facts and the figures when it suits them, you know, when I'm not going to go into it in this episode, but there are some things that we hear every single day that we dismiss when it comes to facts and figures, but everybody's quick to believe what they're hearing. And the way that these researchers have presented their findings about single parent families. But yes, hopefully I can get some other mothers on here to sort of tell their side also. And yeah, you know, to anyone who is a single parent struggling at this time, please keep going. You don't understand how much power you hold, how much your families are in the spotlight for a reason, because you guys have the potential to do great things, and you should keep striving for the best. And yes, see you guys in the next episode. Thanks for listening. Bye.